We pray. Lord, we come before thee now. At thy feet we humbly bow. Speak a word to us this day which will guide us on our way. Amen. About a week and a half ago, I was pretty sick, and I was laid up for several days. During that time, I had a lot of time to meditate. As can be expected, I meditated on sickness. I thought about others who have been and are suffering more than I was. I thought about the patriarch Job. I thought about the Apostle Paul. I thought about Martin Luther, who had to struggle with some very difficult and unknown illness. I thought about Hallie and her family. As can be expected, I wondered why. Oh yes, I was a pastor, and over the years I've thought about this. I've ministered to people who were suffering, brought the word of God to them. But you know, when you're the one that's suffering, the question becomes very personal. During this time, I listened to Pastor Tiefel's Bible class on the miracles of Jesus. When Jesus healed people, it was not gradual. As Mr. Genton pointed out, the man at the pool of Bethesda took up his bed immediately, and went home. Peter's mother-in-law got out of her sick bed right away and served a meal for her guests. However, when we pray for healing, we find that it's gradual. So what's the difference? When we pray, why doesn't Jesus take care of things immediately? Well, my text for this address may seem strange, but bear with me. In Genesis 1:11, we read, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so." How does food come to your table? By a miracle? When you bow your head and pray, bam, there's food right in front of you right away? Well, in a way, it is a miracle. Every day we live with the miracle of creation. God made plants in such a way that they would reproduce their own kind. So the seed is planted. It is watered by the rain. It is nourished by the sun and by the nutrients in the soil. It grows and bears fruit, and we have food. After the fall into sin, God said, "Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life." So sin brought a curse on the process of planting and harvesting. But God did not remove the miracle of creation. After the flood, God promised that the miracle would continue. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. And later Isaiah verified this. The rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So our own eyes see the truth of this. Without the miracle of God embedded in the seed and in the dirt and in the rain and in the sun, we wouldn't have any food. This same truth applies to our human bodies. When God created man, he embedded in his body everything that he needed to live out life. As one website says, Our bodies are marvelous chemical factories. They take the food we eat and turn it into skin, bones, blood, and muscle, while also generating energy for all of our activities. This amazing chemical factory operates continuously 24 hours a day for as long as you live. Unfortunately, the website did not acknowledge the hand of God in this. Just as God embedded in plants everything that they need, just as God miraculously created days and years and the seasons, even so he made our bodies so that they can heal in a natural way. The whole process of healing is the result of God's miraculous creation. And I include with this the chemicals that God created that make medicine, and the talents that God gave to doctors and nurses. Yeah, but why doesn't Jesus perform this kind of instant healing now like he did back then? Well, look back before the time of Jesus. 4,000 years. How many miracles of healing are recorded in the Bible during those 4,000 years? You can probably count them on one hand. Then came those 3 years in Jesus' life where there was an explosion of miracles. Why then? Because this was necessary in order to show that this man was indeed the promised Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, our Savior. Likewise, the miracles of the apostles were needed as divine verification that the words that they were speaking were true, that this Jesus of Nazareth did pay for our sins, that we are redeemed forever. Now we are back in the natural setting, where, yes, the miracle of creation continues its assigned work, but not without God, for he upholds all things by the word of his power. And that's why we continue to pray to him when we're ill, when we're suffering. It is his word of power which makes his creative miracles continue to work. And that's why when we become healthy again, we thank him for it. Let's now praise him with the words of hymn 19, verses 1 and 2.
By morning dawn, oh, and glory.